Good morning, fine friends. It is Saturday, the 14th of October, midnight in UTC land, and you are listening to the infamous Banana Republic, and I would like to pay homage and tribute to the two previous shows, Tin, who did the third ear, and that would have been at 10 o'clock, and he was followed by Snowdusk, who always does such a good show. But he's had the old, well, we don't know what he had. He's just been ill and sick and in bed, so we kind of like missed the last show, although we saw a bit of him in com. And between then and now, there have been various interludes and forays into the land of audio and sound, and we have some specialist shows on here. So if you are listening in the future, or you've stumbled on this stream, I invite you to travel to sdf.org, and a very simple page where you can learn an infinite amount about the underground, sort of like, and it's fun. It's not like, it's not creepy stuff, it's not dark stuff. It's clean and it's just nice people. So let me just say, Snowdusk and others, and Gemlug and Ratsu, and ZDR Monster and Tin and Magnum, Adam D. Oh my goodness, my microphone's too close. Let me just say thank you. This is inspired by Snowdusk, because I chilled out in the bath and a while back, and well, not this week, I forget now, but I listened to a simple techno playlist, and he hadn't listened to it for a long time, I believe. And welcome, Publius, and so I'm gonna do some of that. All right, let's keep it up. Yeah, so for those who have been hanging around for a while, I hinted on that I was going to talk about my neighbour, but I'll get there. I shall get there. What I wanted to say is quite frivolous and meaningless. It's just that I had a really good week, such a nice week, just lots happening and active at school and consultants in and out and my team going well, and all in all felt good. Everything felt good, and for some obscure and weird reason, when I got home last night, I was feeling quite miserable and quite defeated, and I chundered off to bed early, and my dear lovely wife kind of like knew something was up, and she said, "You all right?" I said, "Yeah, just feeling like, you know, old fat frog." And I woke up at about 5 and wandered off to the ocean. Actually, I woke up at 4 and thought, I will go to the ocean. So I packed up and got a few things together and jumped in the car and did the 20-minute drive. And the ocean was miserable. It was windy and I was cold and I was in my board shorts. And I sat on the beach thinking, and thinking about my show and whether I should miss it. And I looked in, you know, read my mail and saw that a number of people have cancelled their show. And I thought, I'll just keep going, and not for any other reason but continuity. And also to make sure that my previous shows, which are so bad, don't replay. I think, you know, once you're hiding from something, you've got to keep running. And and I got home. Well, then I wandered off to Kmart and I bought myself a pair of beach thongs. Now, just let me clarify. In Australia, thongs are sandals or slip-slops or, you know, those shoes that you stick your foot in, and they're sort of like goes in between your big toe and your next toe, and that's what I did. And I listened to Mark Maron interviewing Arnold Schwarzenegger, a podcast, and prior to that, on the way down, I listened to another podcast, or a bit of a podcast, which was a Rogan show interviewing Bridget Fetterse, and two crazy people both. And I like to listen to the left and the right. I think Mark Maron does a good show with What the F, and so that's my mix. And I got home, sat in the sunshine, listened to Tin and listen to Snow Dusk, and I admitted that my neighbor is taking up a lot of my CPU time. You know, I find myself brooding and thinking about ways to outsmart the permit system and the rules system, and I see no reason having 2 acres of fine land and not being allowed to do anything with it. Apart from wait till I can sell it for a fair amount to subdivide. And by the way, just thinking as I talk about Publius, I mentioned the other day, I know you've got to go record your show, but I mentioned the other day how lucky we are, because we went to the hospital. Lydia got really sick. Stokesauce was beside himself, and Lid had emergency surgery, all for gratis, and overnight, and she's been resting and chillaxing since then, and taking her health a lot more seriously. She's generally in good health. I think we all are, thankfully. So yeah, that was a big thing. I'm gonna play some more music, and then I'm gonna talk for a bit about the state of the nation. Just Not what's happening, not world news, because what does it matter to talk about it? But to talk about how disheartening it is that we're all so divided. And I think I can list 7 or 8 things in recent times that have split us up. And now we have the issue currently in the news, and it's quite distressing. So times like these, I retreat to the ocean, and whatever. So just to head to nod to Quentin Tin, Snowdust Threak, and Publius, and those are the recent, and obviously there's people lurking, so Adam D and Claire and Tina, and Ratsu is often here, although I can't. Jeblog, of course. Jeblog very kindly modified the script for me that he wrote to take the most recent 6 shows, and originally they were in reverse order, meaning the oldest one first, but that meant you listen to it on the next time you opened that stream. It played 1 or 2 that you'd listened to, and then the 3rd or 4th that you hadn't yet caught up. But he's reordered it so that it does the newest first, which means you listen to, you just catch up. So if you've missed 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, you listen, and when you get to the 5th show and you realize, hey, I've listened to the 6th, so you stop. And then 1 or 2 later, you only need to listen to the first part of the stream until you get to the 2nd show and you go, ah, I've heard this, I don't need to listen. And with a bit of modification, I can use that for Stoic Source and Tin and Publius, a step further out, and all those. So I know I'm talking way too much, so I'm going to shake it up a little bit and play some Dance Generation. This is Amy Winehouse, a very sad loss to all of us.
He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown, and in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown, and in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry.
Ah!
Should look inside. Hey, that is a nice song. And yeah, listen, I got some on the side. I'd like to, let me slow this down or at least pause it, because it's for Snow Dusk. Actually, I'll just leave the music rolling. Snow Dusk, me old fella, don't let things get to you. Seriously, do not worry about the world war or another world war, or being called up or conscripted or anything like that. Just look after the inner circle, look after your lovely brother and your tribe, your family. I've heard you talk about your dad, and I just focus on that and then graduate to your friends. Spend time. I will pause this because it's making my brain go fuzzy. I'll just actually dip it. There we go. So focus on, and then your friends, your buddies, man, all those people who mean something more than hey, and to, you know, and then of course the greater community, maybe a bit of com and, you know, the Tilda stuff. I don't go there much, but at least not the Tilda stuff. I should, I'd love to, but I find enough, you know, in here. And then I suppose, because there's a song I'm going to play, I wasn't planning to play this, but it's one of my favorite songs by Bowie, talks about Charles de Leon, and it talks about, you know, the kinds of things that are current, and it talks about it in a way that Bowie touches on topics, which is so, I think, quite sensitive, but when you really listen to his words, they're deeply cutting. And wasn't too afraid to say things, and somehow said things in a way that is encouraging. So another one who talks like that is the, you know, the old host of A Step Further Out. It's got a lot to make you think when you once you've eaten your jungle oats and your baked bean syrup. And and you got the grey matter working, because it's very cerebral. You've got to think things through for that one. I digress. I'm talking crap. So let me find Loving the Alien. Loving the Alien. Yeah, so Snow Dusk. Make sure you don't worry about things, because it nothing to worry about. It all works out in the end. We'll be right back. there we go. Loving the Alien, and I shall read a little bit about that. Watching them come and go, the Templars and the Saracens, though travelling to the Holy Land, opening telegrams. Torture comes and torture goes. Knights who'd give you anything. They bear the cross of Coeur de Lion, salvation to the mirror blind. So, yeah, salvation to the mirror blind. There's a cryptic one. Looking in the mirror and not seeing yourself. The old, good old Apostle Paul talks about that, I think, or was it Peter? He says, pretty useless. Hang on. Maybe it was... Hey, man, I need to... Is it... Yeah. Anyone know who said that? And... So, salvation for the mirror blind. But if you pray, all your sins are hooked upon the sky. Pray, and the heathen lie will disappear. Prayers, they hide the strangest views. Believing the strangest thing, loving the alien. And your prayers, they break the sky in two. Believing the strangest things, loving the alien. So, yeah, I imagine that's like, you know, reaching the heavens and having your voice heard. They break the sky in two. Or maybe it's about separating us, polarity between, you know, the left and right. So I was going to talk about that. I'll get there. Thinking of a different time, Palestine, a modern problem. Bounty and your wealth in land, terror in a best laid plan. Terror in a best laid plan. Remember old Kissinger going out there and trying to get things going, and then old Trump comes along, and then Biden has a go, and Putin has something to say, and the Xi Jinping guy has even more to say, and then it's just watching them come and go. We've seen them come and go. Tomorrow's and the yesterday. Oh, Christians and the unbelieving believers hanging by the cross and nail. But if you pray, all your sins are hooked upon the sky. Pray and the heathen line will disappear. Prayers, they hide the saddest view. Believing the strangest thing, loving the alien. And your prayers, they break the sky in two. And off it goes a couple more times. Yeah, that's it. Repeats. My dad said this to me once. He said, you know, the problem, you know, is it the Hindus who believe in reincarnation? I'm showing my ignorance and I apologize too. But basically, some people live in fear of what they do because they believe their actions have consequences and they don't want to. And in a way, they help one another, or the fear of the future encourages them to be kind to one another. And in Catholicism, you have absolution where you can do the most horrid things and be forgiven the next day, or receive absolution, and there's no consequence. So, unfortunately, our actions have consequence. And we've seen an event, and we've seen, you know, things happen that were televised, and it has consequence, and the consequences is not nice. So, I'm not saying much more than that, because, you know, we have to be aware of consequence in our own. Although we live right here in Cum, and one of the most tolerant, lovely communities, very tolerant and nice people. And that's because we kind of like get time to get to know people. You kind of like Ratsu and Quentin and Tin and Publius. And Publius is a hard one to figure, because he's like a walking dictionary. And I'd love to... If I was hanging out with Publius and Barbecue and all his friends, I would be the silent type. I'd be the one that talks to everyone but listens to the whole conversation, because that would be fun. And that's kind of like how I get through life. Often get to people go like, Rolls is harmless, you know, he's just friendly to everyone. But I don't know. Maybe I'm not. But that's what I would do because, when you're with smart people, and there's a lot of smart people in and on radio land, and there's a couple of airheads like me who yabber on and talk, but we get along, and that's the thing. Hang out, my dear friend Snowdusk, hang out with the people who are closest to you because they're the ones that are going to count. And slowly but surely, things will fix themselves. And yeah, let's. I'm going to go for more Bowie because there's this other song, Quentin. I Can't Read. I think it's called I Can't Read. I just like it. I can't read. I can't reach it anymore. Something like that. I can't read. Reach. It anymore. Anymore. It's a Tin Machine song, which has Bowie in it. Tin Machine. There it is. And Heaven's in Here. Yeah, these guys. Tin Machine, I think, was a vehicle for Bowie to do a few other projects. And one of them, because let's be honest, he Heaven's in Here is one of the songs. Oh, here it is. I'll just play it. Let me drop this and press play. Just wow, what a cool song. And I'm so used to getting the lyrics wrong that I said it says I can't read, and then it actually does say what I think. So the lyrics, I was right. The lyrics, hang on, I can't read and I can't write down. I don't know a book from Countdown. I don't care which shadow gets me, and I've got is someone's face. Money goes to money heaven, body goes to body hell. I just cough and catch the chase, switch the channel, watch the police car. I can't read shit anymore, I just sit back and ignore. Cause I can't get it right, I can't get it right, I can't read shit anymore. Oh, when you see a famous smile, no matter where you run your mile. To be right in that photograph, Andy, where's my 15 minutes? And that refers to the 15 minutes of fame that Andy Warhol used to talk about. I said, yeah, I can't read shit anymore. I can't read blah, blah. No matter, I can't get it right. And that's what it is. And I think that's why I was feeling pretty last night, because I have been reading shit, lots of it. And I went back to the cesspool of, I don't know if it's a cesspool, but I don't post on Twitter, but I have an account on there, and I've been reading and looking and seeing, because quite honestly, the news in Australia is vetoed, so unless I use, unless I use a tunnel, I can't get stuff. And it's all Australian news, and it's all 2 days old, and it's all current biases, which if you look at the current biases, we've just been through a vote. In fact, it's today. It's called The Voice, so it's about Indigenous people and whether to change the constitution to support recognition, or at least to have the Indigenous people have a voice. But as usual, sleazebag governments, and I refer to world governments, not just ours, wouldn't tell us what it entails. And finally, when we got the document, it does have some sweeping changes, and also it's going to be written and structured after the event. So kind of like it says, sign on the bottom here, we'll write the contract. And with what we've been through, so that's one thing that's divided us. And prior to that, we had COVID, and I've talked about that, because I have my views there, and I think most of us know. And I'd love to share what happened in the military to explain why I'm not vaxxed. It's nothing bad. It's just that they got us in Africa to do something, and it was a tiny thing. It was something. Basically, I'm going to say it. Actually, this is going to be a story. I might do it. I just don't like saying this sort of thing. But one morning, I was in camp. I was in the mechanized battalion. I was conscripted, so like the Jewish people who've gone up into the army. I had no choice. I did. I could go to jail. But I went, and I was a young 18-year-old. And off I went. And it was really nice to be with my well, I had no friends. You didn't go, you just went in and you got new friends. But we make do. And I found myself in Namibia, and I found myself in an encampment, and I really made it cushy for myself. I listened to the radio, kind of like this Vietnam thing. Where, you know, MASH, that's the sort of thing it was like. And I actually was an ambulance driver as well, so I had it pretty, pretty cruisy. But one morning, they were yelling in camp, and they were screaming and shouting, and I was going, what the hell? And they wake us up, and it was really early, and there was rank all around us, all sorts of rank, and there were big petrol water bowsers, sorry, and there was a medical truck and an ambulance, and there was, have I told the story? And there were like these medical hand creams. Now this is the bush, right? So it's dry desert. And someone had done the biggest poop you'd ever seen outside one of the tents. Now imagine MASH. And I'm talking like elephant-sized poop, and it was runny and black and slimy. And, well, you don't want Ebola in a camp. You don't want diseases and cholera and whatnot. So they said, who did this? And whoever did that wasn't going to own up, and it wasn't me either. And everyone looked at everyone else and stared blankly at all the rank and kind of like thought they're crazy asking this question, because who's going to fess up to that? And it could be somebody else. They just didn't get to the loo. So they said, line up. And they said to the first guy, pick it up. And he picked it up. And he took a handful. And I'm talking desert slime, like dry sand. And it got bigger and gooier and messier. And this is raw hand sanitation. And they said, go and wash your hands. And then they put on the scrub, the purple-pink scrub. And then they washed them again. And then they said, to whoever don't. And then they said to the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy. And I was probably 15, 20, maybe. And I went through all sorts of connotations in my mind. What would I do? And what, you know, I thought the worst things of it. I thought to do the worst things. And because I had, the point is, I did it. I picked up my handful of squelch, the stinkiest, smelliest, grubbiest, poopiest smell. And I put it in a bin, and I went and washed my hands. And I looked back at the poor souls having to do the rest. And I looked at this puddle of runny guts clean itself up to perfectly sanitized, dry desert. And I thought to myself, that is how all the atrocities of the world were done. They can take you and make you do anything. And so I understood for the first time what happened in Germany and what happened in other parts of the world, and all the tyrants who have persuaded people forcefully to do things. And at that point I made my mind I would never ever do something I didn't want to do. And so people would call me an anti-vaxxer or this or that, and I'd say, no, you don't actually really know. It's just I don't want to do what I don't want to do, and it's bad enough that I have to go to work, but that's because I love my family and I can't quite be sure that if I rob a bank, I'll get away with it. So on I better go see what people think in comp, because people have gone, dude, Rolly's gone crazy. Yep. 10, getting your hands dirty, taking all new... Yes, it was. And I didn't know, Rolly, yes, they don't take the big giant guys. It's not the big giant... It's not the little weaklings who crack and go mad, and it's not the big guys who win. It's army was a lesson for me, and I got taken right out of the youth culture where I was up until 18, having fun and going to clubs and doing whatever I wanted to do and being a free spirit. Next thing I know, I'm left right, and learning that I am part of a country where some of the dumbest people in the world get to vote. And I grew up in the English community on the eastern seaboard, facing the ocean, just like Brisbane, with happy, friendly people. And for 2 years, I was not. And I knew that if I, gave them the middle finger and ran for it, they would hunt me down for the rest of my life. And I came out and I burnt all my military gear, all the medals, which are just stupid things they give you for being on the border. And I destroyed every recognizable, plus my military licenses and etc. And I said, never will I ever go back there. So that started a journey to England, and then to Australia, and I'm a free man. And I tend to live that way. And I haven't talked about the things that divide us, but they go back. There's at least 8 things in recent times that have separated the world. If you include the Twin Towers, if you include the elections, if you include the gender wars. Now, wrong or right, we're not here to talk about that. What I want to say is that it's divisive and it's separating us. And then you've got the currency wars, and then you've even got the stuff that Publius, I mentioned, dropped his name a few times. Sorry, Publius, it's just because I enjoy your show. But if you listen to what he says about energy, and then you've got the Greens and the coal lovers, the people who just want to burn power and then you got the housing crisis. All this stuff is just not nice. So let's find some nice stuff to play. And I think I shall. Actually, this is for Snowdusk. I think it's this one. I think he said he liked it. And we've got 7 minutes. That'll take us to 4. Let's do it.
Take my photo off the wall if it just won't sing for you. Cause all that's left is gone away and there's nothing there for you to prove. the wall if it just won't sing for you. Cause all that's left is gone away, and there's nothing there for you to do.
To everybody in here, thank you. Ratsu, Tin, Snowdusk, Publius, Threak. Let me pause this because I want to play out with something else. Where was I? Threaks, Publius, CSH, and Adam D, and Tin, and Tina, and everyone, and the lurkers, and the lovely lurkers, and X2180, hey, thank you. It's past your bedtime, so yeah, Tin, I quite get that, but there's 2 minutes left, you can do that. But even if you don't, I wish you well and a good week. Here we go, this is it, love you all, stay cool, and, where's it gone, come on. There it is.